Lawmakers recently approved a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would provide a stronger system of checks and balances in how state government responds to emergencies to avoid various negative consequences. The measure would give voters the final say on whether the governor should be permitted to keep an emergency declaration in place for an indefinite period of time, or whether lawmakers should have the power to limit future emergency declarations if the governor abuses his power or deeply infringes on the rights of citizens. Instead of simply informing voters what the amendment would do, Republican leaders say Governor Wolf's Department of State included politically charged language into the ballot question to scare Pennsylvanians into voting against their own interests. Senator Kim Ward, the Senate Majority Leader, said that the biased wording of the question was no accident.
Someone high up in the administration, when asked about this language, said, "All is fair in love and war." Guess what? This isn't a war. We're trying to give representation and voice to the people of Pennsylvania.
Senate President Pro Tem Jake Corman stated that despite the wording of the question, he remains confident that the people of Pennsylvania will vote yes to restore checks and balances back to Pennsylvania. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickle.